Before there were burning hearts, there were broken hearts. Before the disciples on the road to Emmaus experienced their hearts burning with faith, they experienced their hearts broken in grief. The two disciples trudged back to their old lives, disappointed, devastated, really, that they had pinned their hopes on the wrong Savior. But we had hoped that He was the one to redeem us. We had hoped. Have you ever hoped and been disappointed? Emmaus. The road to Emmaus is symbolic of the cycles of retribution and violence that tend to pass for justice in this world. In Living the Word, Jim Douglas points out that the book of 1 Maccabees, that's one of the deuterocanonical books of Scripture, a book, 1 Maccabees tells the story about how Judas Maccabeus led his rebel army to victory over Gentile forces at Emmaus. You might know the name of the Maccabees from the story of Hanukkah. That's where the celebration of Hanukkah comes from, a different story than this one at Emmaus. But in case the Maccabees sounds familiar to you. Now, Douglas writes that this particular text in 1 Maccabees, he says, this nationalistic text, popular in Jesus' time, cites Judas's speech to his soldiers, urging them to cry to heaven that God crush the enemy army lying before them at Emmaus. And then he quotes from 1 Maccabees, then all the Gentiles will know that there is one who redeems and saves Israel. Of course, generations later, you have these disciples on the road saying, we had hoped that He was the one. We had hoped. Well, Jesus' contemporaries, of course, are living under Roman occupation, so they are continuing to hope in their hearts, as the people had hoped for generations and generations, for a mighty Messiah who would crush the enemy and bring the people to freedom and make their lives good and right for them. A Savior who would make life good and right. Who doesn't want that? We've all experienced injustice in some form, or we've had our dreams dashed or our hearts broken. The job offer that doesn't come, or the terrible medical diagnosis that does. The end of a marriage, of a pregnancy, of a friendship. Helpless grief in the face of personal loss, or natural disaster, or systemic injustice, or endless, endless, endless war. We had hoped. Hemingway was said to have responded to a challenge to write a story in 6 words by scribbling on a napkin, for sale, baby shoes, never used. David Lowes writes that for the trials of all of our lives and for the terrors that the disciples experienced after the crucifixion, he writes, it's not just the tragedy of what happened that hurts, but the gaping hole of all that could have happened and now won't. We had hoped. The disciples were grieving a future that would never be. They were walking the path of same old, same old. They had hoped and prayed that this right leader who would come, who would save them and fix everything, and to them, in their time and place, that meant putting the oppressed people in power so that they could then command the people who were powerless. So what about us in our time and place? What do we hope and pray for? What futures do we grieve that will never be? And very much like those who journeyed before us, do we fail to recognize the hope that could be? The hope and future that Christ brings each day. In the hearing of the word, the dawn of hope ignites and grows and burns in us. In the breaking of the bread at this table together, we recognize the crucified and risen Christ here among us. God's love is revealed in the way of Christ, in self-giving love, in body and blood freely offered in order to free us from the lie that life is limited by what we can envision or control or accomplish or acquire. Body and blood freely given. And body and blood freely resurrected to free us for hope. For hope that God has a future in store for us, even when we can't possibly imagine a way forward. In the breaking of the bread, we recognize Christ's presence and truth. We recognize the hope of a future that we journey into with our wounded, living, healing, loving God beside us. That we always journey into the future with God walking beside us. It's been pointed out that the story of the journey on the road to Emmaus is a prototype of Christian worship. Think of it. Sojourners are met on the road. The word is heard as Scripture is opened. The meal shared reveals the identity and presence of Christ. And the companions are compelled to go out and tell the good news. Gathering, word, meal, sending. Christian worship. We are the sojourners. This is our story, and Christ walks with us, and we walk with one another. We walk with one another maybe for a moment or a season or a lifetime, but whenever we meet on the road, we are companions on the journey, and Christ is with us. Broken hearts, burning hearts. Our brokenness and God's grace. As the body of Christ, may we always walk with one another, especially in those times when we're grieving those futures that will never be. May we accompany one another on the road toward the future that God has prepared, because God has prepared a future. And may we always recognize that Jesus journeys with us. When our hearts are broken, when they are burning, Jesus always journeys with us, all the way, each and every day, forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.